Welcome to Maseches Nedarim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yudalef, Chapter 3, Mishnah 11, Part 2. The Mishnah begins, If a person says, She'eni nana li Yisrael, a person makes a neder that he's not going to derive benefit from Jewish people, L'keach b'yoyser, u'marcher b'pachos, he has to buy for more and sell for less. That means he's allowed to do business with Jewish people, however, he has to pay for what he buys more than it's actually worth. And when he sells something, he has to sell for less, so it comes out he's not deriving benefit. She Yisrael nan in li, if he makes a vow that Jewish people should not be able to derive benefit from me, l'keach b'pachos, he purchases for less than the value, u'maycher b'yoyser, and he sells for more than the value, im Yisrael in li, if you can find someone that even agrees to buy it for more than the value. She says, she'eni nana lahen v'hin li, that they should not derive benefit from me, and I should not derive benefit from them, yahane l'nachar. Then the halacha is he has to derive benefit or give benefit only to non-Jews. He can't do any business with Jewish people. If a person says that he prohibits anyone who doesn't have a bris, or someone that doesn't have a bris, doesn't have a circumcision, from deriving benefit from him, he's allowed to derive benefit from Jewish people who were unable to have a bris. For example, someone had two older brothers that both passed away during the bris. They're not obligated to have a bris. He is permitted to have benefit from them. And even if a non-Jew has a circumcision like the Arabs, the halacha is he's prohibited to derive benefit from them. If someone makes a vow that prohibits him to derive benefit from people who have a bris, he's prohibited even for Jewish people that don't have a bris, and he's permitted to have benefit from the non-Jews that do have circumcisions. Why? Because the intention of both these cases, when he says Arel, is someone non-Jewish, and someone that's Mahu means someone that is Jewish. The Mishnah explains, She'eno Arel kur el l'shem ha'goy, because an Arel, a person that doesn't have a circumcision, that's a term for someone that's not circumcised, refers to non-Jews. She'nemar, as it says in the Pasuk, in Yirmiyahu, Ki kol ha'goyim arelim, all the non-Jews are uncircumcised, V'chal beis Yisrael arelei lev, and all the Jewish people's hearts are uncircumcised. Vaymer, Pasuk says in Shmuel, in the Navi, V'haya ha-plishti ha-arel hazeh, behold, this plishti, this Philistine, this uncircumcised fellow. Vaymer, it also says in Shmuel, beis pentismachna b'nois plishtim, lest the daughters of the plishtim rejoice, pentaloizna b'nois ha-arelim, lest the daughters of the uncircumcised be joyous. So we see that a non-Jew is referred to as an arel, as an uncircumcised. Because the Mishnah spoke about bris, it's going to add a few sentences about the importance of bris milah, of circumcision. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Be'usa ha'arla, uncircumcised people who don't have a bris is so despicable shenizganu bar rishayim, that it's used as a way to speak derogatory about the wicked. Shenemar, because it says in the, like we saw in the previous pasuk, gol ha'goyim arelim, all the non-Jews are uncircumcised." Rabbi Shmuel Lemmy Gedoyla Mila. Rabbi Shmuel says on the flip side, in the positive way, that Mila is so great, Shenichrus Wallah Shlosh Esrei Brisos, that God started a covenant with us, 13 brisim, 13 covenants. If you look in the parsha, in the section of Mila in Sefer Bereishis, when Hashem speaks to Avram, he mentions the word bris, covenant, 13 times. So one who is circumcised has kind of made a pact with Hashem in 13 different ways. Rabbi Yosi Yomer Gedoyla Mila. Rabbi Yosi says Mila is so great, Shadoichas HaShabbos HaChamura, that it's able to push off Shabbos. You're not usually allowed to make a chamura. You're not allowed to cut or make a wound. Yet on Shabbos, one can do a bris. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says Gedoyla Mila. Mila is so great, Shalik Nitlo Leil Moshe HaTzadik Aleham Leisha. Moshe had so many schusim. He had so many merits. Yet when he pushed off doing a circumcision for his son, even for a moment, immediately Hashem sent a messenger to kill him. It's a whole story in Sefer Shemais in the beginning. Rabbi Nechemia, says, Mila is so great, Shadoichas HaNegoyim, because it could push off Nega, it could push off Tzaras. Right? Tzaras is the physical manifestation of a spiritual malady, and if a person has it on their skin, there's a law of a negative commandment to cut it off. But if it's in the area of the bris, and a person hasn't had a bris, they're allowed to cut it off. Rabbi says, Mila is so great, Shekol HaMitzvah, Sheosa Avram Avinu, that even though Avram did so many mitzvahs, he had such dedication to Hashem, like Nikra Shalom, he was not considered complete. Ad Shemal, until he did his brishon emar, he's halech lefonai veheyeh samim. Hashem says to Avram Avinu, walk before me and you will be complete. And then the pasuk says the concept, idea of bris right after that. Davar acher, one final thing. G'day lemila, mila so great, shal mole he, that if not for the mitzvah, mila le barak arj baruch hu, Hashem would not have created the world, shen emar. As it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Kayomar Hashem, so says the Almighty, Imloy Brisi Yomim V'Layla F'Night, for my circumcision that endures day and night, Chukoy Shemayim V'Aretz L'Samti, I would never have created the laws of heaven and earth, the laws of nature. So we see that Bris Milah is so important. And as we see in the Gemara, David HaMelech says that Bris is one thing that wherever a person is, and whatever they do, they always have that mitzvah, they always have the mitzvah of Bris Milah. So we should be proud of what we have, we should be proud of the covenant we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should have an amazing Shabbos. Enjoy.